This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going exploring to the surface of the planet Mars. We're joining the rover Curiosity as it climbs and climbs and climbs. Photographs that suggest it's climbing through a peanut brittle, but at the same time, it has revelations in front of us. We're concerned with its health. Bob, the health of Curiosity has been a question mark for some time because of its wheels. How so?
This is all related to a major update that the Curiosity science team did this week. They released a beautiful panorama taken by its high-resolution camera of the mountains that the rover is in right now. Readers of Behind the Black will find that panorama very familiar, since we and your listeners too, because I've talked about that panorama now for several weeks, actually. However, in releasing the panorama, they also gave us an update of both the science and the condition of the rover. And the real story is the condition of the rover, and specifically, as you say, the wheels. Those wheels have shown damage from very early on in the mission, and they have developed over a long time now software to protect those wheels as much as possible, and at the same time choosing routes that avoid as much as possible the roughest places. And it appeared when they entered the mountains, which has had much rougher ground, that those wheels were holding up for the first, like, 6 months to 8 months or even a year that they were in the mountains. But this most recent update, and I should say that they routinely take pictures of the wheels every 1,000 meters. That's about every 3,200 feet of travel. And they had actually extended when they would do that. They used to do it more frequently, but the wheels seem to be doing good, so they only do it every 1,000 meters. Well, recent pictures show that the left middle wheel had gotten additional damage to its treads, they call them grousers, and more pieces of metal between the grousers had broken off as well. This increased damage suggests to them that even though their software is reducing the damage, there has been an increase in the amount of damage as they travel in this very, very rough ground. So they made the decision to now take pictures, survey pictures of the wheels now every 500 meters or 1,500 feet of travel, and so that they can keep better track of this. Overall, I would say the wheels are holding up, but there is a concern because the damage is increasing. They also revealed that in early June, the rover was actually down for 2 days in safe mode. The reason was an incorrect temperature reading in a sensor. That's not a serious problem. They've gotten past it, but they don't really know why that happened, and they're trying to figure it out. As for the science, Curiosity is now about to leave what they call the transition zone between the clay-bearing units, which it's been in since it landed, to what they call the sulfate layer, which is a higher layer. The clay units seem to be an area where there are a lot of lakes and water in the past, standing water. The sulfate unit appears to be an area where things are much drier. And they've been in the transition zone for about a year. They're about to do their last drill in that transition zone. And the transition zone itself, they say, quote, records a major shift in Mars climate billions of years ago that scientists are just beginning to understand, and close quotes. And I just want to emphasize, just beginning is an understatement. But we're definitely seeing a very significant difference in geology. I'd say the biggest takeaway that Curiosity's gotten since it landed is the number of layers. They went to Gale Crater because they would be climbing a mountain, which they knew had lots of sedimentary layers, which would tell them a lot about the changing geology over time. But what's been most remarkable about all these close-up pictures is the number of layers within layers within layers within layers, down to almost microscopic levels you find layers. And that's really significant, because it says almost seasonally you see changes. And we may not even be seeing changes having to do with specific weather events in the past. It's really remarkable, John.
You say five of the grousers of the 19 are broken. Is there a number beyond which they can't continue? Or do they
have already done tests. They said in this press release that if they lose the treads, they know that the wheel can still function on its skeleton outside rims, because they got six wheels, remember. So they're not panicking by any means. They're just doing everything they can to try to slow the damage down. That would extend the life of the rover.
We go to InSight, which is in its final act, but decisions are being made. What is InSight, Bob?
InSight is the lander on Mars that was supposed to be measure interior conditions on Mars. It has a seismometer, which has been working great, recording the first earthquakes on Mars. It had a heat sensor, which failed completely. So the only thing it's getting is a seismometer. It's losing power because there's dust on its solar panels, and they haven't had any luck with any kind of wind or dust devil to clear it off. The plan had been to keep the thing running to the end of the year, shut the seismometer down so it could run longer on the hope they would get a wind across the top. Well, they changed their mind. They've decided that they're not going to get any wind to clear the solar panels, so they're going to keep the seismometer running until the power runs out. It means the thing might die by August, but that means they'll be getting earthquake data through August, and they think that's more important, so that's the decision they've made.
And the seismometer, as I recall, it gave us one Mars quake that was substantial. Is Mars now considered tectonically active?
I'm not sure that's, I don't know. You can't generalize it that way. It has earthquakes, they know this. It's actually measured like four earthquakes that are not substantial by Earth standards, but were the largest found on Mars in the scale of about three to four magnitude. It has activity. The more they record, the better they'll know. But they only had 2 years of measurement, so it's hard to really make any final decisions.
We go to Psyche. What is Psyche, Bob?
Psyche was a mission to go to Psyche. Psyche is an asteroid that's a metal asteroid. Most asteroids are soot or carbon or dust or dirt. But this is metal, and they wanted to get a probe to go to it. Psyche was supposed to launch this year. They delayed the launch about a month ago for 6 weeks because they said they had a software issue with the flight software. There was a very terse announcement on the Psyche webpage this week that says they might not be able to fix this problem to launch this year, and they're now looking at options for when they could launch later. This is unfortunate and actually pretty terrible that they should have this problem this close to launch. Flight software, I don't understand why that should be the case. These kind of flights have been going on for years now. They should know how to do it. So there's something going on that's not being told to us, but it means the mission will not fly when it's supposed to. And since it had a flyby of Mars to get the Psyche, I'm not sure when it can, what they're going to do or when the next opportunity will come along.
And finally, big astronomy, a telescope with a liquid mirror. Where?
In the Himalayas, no less. In fact, it takes 10 hours to get to this telescope. Of course, they'll probably be operating mostly remotely. But what's really interesting about it is the mirror is not glass. It's made out of mercury that rotates. And by rotating, it takes the form of a hyperbola, which is what the mirror needs to be. It's designed to look straight up at a specific strip of sky as that sky moves across the heavens. And it's going to become operational this year. And they're hoping what to do with it is to look at that one strip of star sky over a period of 5 years to see if they can detect changes. This will include novas and transients and things like that. This is great technology for the future, for places like the moon. You can put using this kind of technology on the moon, you can build great big telescopes using mercury.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, Rugged Curiosity. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.